News in brief at Press TV, Assistant UN Secretary General for Political Affairs Oscar Fernandez Franco has called for an independent investigation into the killing of two young Palestinians. Musab Nawara and Mohammed Oldeh were fatally shot by Israeli forces outside of the Ofer prison last week. In Nigeria, nearly 120 people have been killed and dozens of others injured in a twin bombing in the central city of Jos. Improvised explosive devices, which were planted on a minibus and truck, ripped through a busy market. Local officials say most of the victims are women. Kenyan riot police have clashed with university students protesting against a proposal for a tuition fee hike in the capital, Nairobi. The demonstration turned violent after police fired tear gas to disperse the students who responded by hurling stones. Police have made dozens of arrests. And the unofficial results from the voting by Egyptian expatriates, former army chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is well ahead of his rival in Egypt's presidential election. The foreign ministry says over 300,000 Egyptians living abroad cast their ballots. People in Egypt will vote in the presidential election next week. A UK-based rights group has criticized Bahrain for what it calls slow and inadequate investigations into rights abuses in the kingdom. Amnesty International has also criticized the Manama regime for its continued crackdown on pro-reform protests, and Amnesty called the illegal detentions in Bahrain disturbing. The United States is sending another warship to the Black Sea amid standoff with Russia over Ukraine. Pentagon officials say the guided missile cruiser Vela Gulf is heading to the region to reassure NATO allies. Washington launched a military buildup in the Balkans in the wake of the Ukraine crisis. Malaysia plans to release satellite tracking data used to narrow down the search for the missing Malaysian airliner. Authorities have concluded that the plane went down in the Indian Ocean, but people are losing their patience because no wreckage nor bodies have been recovered. Brazil witnesses more protests ahead of the World Cup. Police union has announced that it will hold a 24-hour walkout in 14 states on Wednesday. The strike is likely to paralyze up to 70% of the police force. Most recent strikes have been staged to demand better pay and working conditions.